Northern College's campus is alive with color, music, and culture. The 23rd annual Northern College Traditional Powwow kicked off on Saturday, April 20. Vendors and community members filled the halls, reconnecting after a long winter, even if the weather wasn't cooperating. It continues today, April 21, with the grand entry at noon. People from North Bay, all the way up north, James Bay Coast, people from Waubun Council, Mushkegawuk Council, they're all here, said Joseph Nakogi, one of the event's organizers. There are more than 80 vendors, sponsors, and information booths throughout Northern College. We didn't turn anyone away because we're going to try it out this year, said Nakogi. Local artist Justice Sutherland said that the connections through art and community are a big part of why she attended. It's been the community that's been helping me and my mom out by buying the beadwork, by just giving me inspiration, and accepting me and my mom into the community, she said. I've been selling stuff like extra beadwork on the side so I can get more traditional garments for me and my mom. Sutherland said she hopes she and her family can eventually attend as dancers. My mom always talks about it, but she thinks she's too old to be a dancer, so I'm going to make sure she gets her set together so she can go dance, said Sutherland. Everyone's welcome to dance. There's no age limit. Many international students volunteer to help out during the event as well. Student Ambassador Laquinder Singh was excited to be a part of the weekend. It's good for me because I've never seen anything like this, even in Timmins, he said. It's the biggest event, and I'm lucky. Grand entry started at noon, with dancers, Eagle staff, and flag bearers ceremonially entering the Northern College gym with an evening grand entry at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Photos and video are not allowed during the grand entry, but an intertribal dance follows that anyone can join in on. Tina Coate from Timiskaming First Nation said she looks forward to the Northern College powwow. It's been a long winter, and it's nice to get out and see people again, she said. She wore regalia to honor the children taken to residential schools, their stories, and memories. I have a few regalias, and this one is representing all the children who are gone, she said. My husband was one of the children who was taken away. The sense of community is central to the event, said Nakogi. There's a certain feeling about being at the powwow. It's how it used to be, he said. It's a gathering. That's what this is. We're celebrating life. The Northern College Annual Traditional Powwow Facebook page provides more information about the event and shuttles. It is free to get in, and everyone is welcome.